Podcasting 2.0 for September 15, 2023, episode 146. We got Adalytics. Well, guess what? We're back once again. Time for a board meeting. The official board meeting of Podcasting 2.0 in the only boardroom that can calculate your taxes twice a year. That's right. Everything happening at podcastindex.org, the podcast namespace, all the goings on and the wizardry at podcastindex.social. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama, the man who spits out RSS, JSON, and OPML in a single breath. Say hello to my friend on the other end, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Jones.
I'm breathing OPML.
Yeah, you're breathing it. He's breathing fire. OPML fire. Hey, Dave.
Hey.
How you doing?
Oh, shoot. What the crap just happened? Oh.
Uh-oh. Wait, don't tell me we're going to do another 15 minutes of Roadcaster?
No, I know that is not happening. I know what I did. I started to put something on top of my keyboard and I accidentally hit the print screen and it took a photo of the screen, like with this camera shutter noise.
It's amazing that actually works on Linux. You're running Linux, I'm sure, right?
Mm-hmm, Ubuntu.
Yeah. Yeah, even on Linux Mint, the other day by accident, I hit the print screen on my Surface Go version 2. And it took a screenshot. It brought up the actual screenshot application and shot it. I was quite surprised.
Yeah, and it goes like ching and it like wipes the screen. I mean, it's the whole thing. It's like you just took a picture.
I can hear whatever you're drinking is fizzing in my ear. What are you drinking?
Like this?
Yes. What is it? That's not a beef milkshake. Come on now.
It's not. It's a polar seltzer.
Oh.
Calorie free.
Calorie free. Okay. All right. I'm sure it's real healthy, Dave. We're trying to keep you alive. We're trying to keep you alive, Dave. Stop drinking that crap.
It's just water. It's water with carbon in it. So I'm like destroying the planet.
Oh, man.
I'm literally eating. I'm taking in carbon and producing it at the same time.
You are one ball of carbon. That's the whole idea.
And eating a beef milkshake.
Nice.
It's just all
nice.
Horrible.
Nice. I asked Dave the other day. He said, hey, man, how are you doing with the beef milkshakes? Yeah. Yeah. I got to remind myself to have a salad from time to time.
That's what I said. You said, how's the beef going? I was like, yeah.
That's exactly what you sound like. Yeah, yeah. And my whole life is surrounded by carnivores now. Everyone here is on the carnivore diet. So Tina's on the carnivore diet. Our friends are on the carnivore diet. My buddies in Dallas are on the... It was like, you know, you're in these group texts and we're texting pictures of their meat.
Don't say that. Text me your meat.
I'm telling you. And send me all these pictures of meat. And it's all, you know, we go out to dinner and then everyone's like, well, what sides would you want, Adam? You're going to have all of ours. Like, okay. And then
asparagus.
Like the first 10 minutes of every dinner is about meat.
Well, Alex is mostly, I think he's mostly protein too. I mean, I think it's healthy.
Oh, it is.
What do you eat besides meat?
Potatoes.
You're clearly not a carnivore.
No, so. I eat the beef with everybody. I mean, I love beef, but then I like a potato. Sometimes I like a little rice too, with a salad. You know, it's like give me a little. Oh no, I'm keto. I'm in ketosis. Okay.
Okay. So here's this weird. So I have this theory. That is completely unscientific, but that has never stopped me before.
No, just look at Podcast
from
Index.
Believing it.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I have no basis to believe this, but I don't care. So, but I have this theory that we each have an ancestral, and I hate this word, ancestral diet. That we each have an ancestral sort of diet that like, so if I look at my lineage and I say, okay, oh, I'm super white, by the way. Like I'm all of my family heritage comes from
Casper,
basically Wales and
Wales, the country. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought you were like, you know,
Wales. Yes,
the belly of a whale, blubber. Yeah,
the belly. Right. Yeah. So all, I mean, I'm like I have this theory that if you look at your heritage and you say, okay, what did my ancestors eat? That's probably what you should mostly be eating.
Yeah, I have a similar theory. It goes more towards where you live.
So whatever ground you're working, walking on and where you live, that you should be eating from that ground and that area. So Texas, obviously beef.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, yeah, I buy into that, you know, but that is not the whole keto thing is caveman. Bleh.
Yeah. But they see that goes way, that goes too far back. That goes, you know, that goes too,
but pre-clothes. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like if you go far back far enough, we're all really, you know, we all came from the same place. But if your heritage is from, you know, North Africa and mine is from Wales.
Yeah.
You can probably get away with eating more, of something else than I can. Like, you know what I mean?
You know what they say about whales, right?
Oh God, what?
Well, Wales is in the United Kingdom. And when I was flying there with my instructor, UK is not that big. You can fly around it, you know, in a day, get a lot of it in. And he would point down and said, see that there? That's Wales. He says, even if your engine is on fire, you do not land there.
Why?
something about the Brits and the Welsh, something doesn't gel. I'm not sure. Not sure what the issue is, but I took it to heart. So, okay, man, you got it. Never going to land there. Well,
he's like, aim for the water.
Yeah, it's just crash it. You know, just ditch it in the
whatever. I'm just in a pissy mood this week.
We've been friends for over 12 years now, and I know your calendar and like twice a year it gets crazy at your office, and it's around corporate tax time, individual tax time, and there's probably some other LLC date that is, you know, October, whatever. But September 15th, today is like the day. I can't believe you're even doing the show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's funny because the day of the deadline is usually, you know, you're either done or you're not, you know, you kind of like by that time, most everybody's pretty much finishing up. So there's always a few emergencies, but it's usually by that time, everything's calmed down. I just like, you know, I think I'm just aggravated by normal stuff. And then the podcast news this week has just like.
Made it worse.
Over the edge.
Well, you know what it is?
Yeah, it's all so stupid and aggravating.
This is the enemy. The thief comes in only to steal and kill. He's just trying to distract you. I had it this morning, trying to distract you from the message. You know, I had a really, and Tina's in staying with her sister for a few days. She comes back tomorrow. So I'm here with the dog. The dog doesn't even want to look at me. The dog's by the door like, Ruth, mommy, you're no good.
I can tell when Tina's gone. I can tell when Tina's gone.
Oh?
Without knowing that Tina's gone.
Okay.
Just by how you text.
Really? The nature of my texting? Wow.
Yeah. I can't, it's intangible. I don't know how to describe it to you, but I'm like, you said Tina's gone. I'm like, yeah, I already knew that.
Well, it is true that I've known you, you know, three times as long as I've known her. No, that's not true. Four years longer.
But you can tell there's a certain stride in your conversation.
Stride. Yes. Well, there was just a whole bunch of stuff going on, and I'm like, no. I just got to reset because I'm still so excited about the value for value music, and I've been playing it, and people are emailing me saying, you know, you're right. I wake up in the morning, I have these tunes in my head, and it's not stuff from the radio. I said, yeah, this is exactly what's happening. I keep being amazed by how repetition just on, what do we have now? Maybe 5, 6, maybe 8 value for value music podcasts. And I listen to all of them.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I listen to all of them, and you hear this stuff and you start humming it, and it's like, yeah, I mean, I should play that on my show. And then you play it, and then now you've heard it 3-4 times, and now it's. Even Tina, before she left, she was singing some songs. I'm like, hey, do you realize what you're singing?
Even worse for me. I did a live stream the other day of me making some music in GarageBand.
Mm-hmm.
And because it just got it's got in my head. I'm like, oh, I've got some ideas for some tunes.
Wait, value for value music is bringing the musician in you back to the surface. I love it.
Yeah, and then I had to stop myself because I'm like, oh my God, I'm already doing 15. I don't have time for this. It's gonna. So I bailed on that. But I see what you mean by it gets in your head and you want to go with it.
So you decide to do something more exciting, like output an OPML version of the top 100, because that is sexy.
It was exciting to me.
Yeah, no, I'm not being facetious. I saw JSON, OPML, RSS, love it. The chart, it's exciting the way the algo you set up, which is based upon number of boosts. I think technically can we just say based upon a number of events? Isn't a 1 minute payment also included? Yeah. Which I think is fair. Yeah. It's fair. I mean, I see people who are streaming 1,000 sats a minute. So it's
I bumped mine up. I think I'm at 500. At least on one app.
Yeah.
I got so many apps, I can't keep track of them.
Yeah. It's really, yeah, it's, if anything, I'm impatient. I'm like, we need this, we need that. And, you know, and I know you're busy, so I don't want to inundate you like, hey, when I see us. So anyway, I'm looking at the top 100 podcastindex.top, and John Ross is up on top, and this is a 7-day rolling average. I see it start to tick down. I see his mm-hmm. his numbers go down a little bit. Then all of a sudden this morning, Ainsley Costello blows past him, goes from number 2 to number 1. She was number 1. She went down to number 2. So it's this real, it's like a real-time representation of what is actually happening in podcast music podcasts. And I just love it. And this other, you know, all of a sudden this other stuff pops up. And then I see... what was it down here at the bottom? And then I see that, you know, Joe Martin, someone must have played Joe Martin on a playlist, because he, mm-hmm. you know, he got like one play, one play, one play, one play. And then that got me to thinking.
Isn't that funny to see that?
I love it.
Tracks that way.
I love it. And then it got me thinking, like LNBeats.com. I don't know if it's, and I've been using LNBeats.com, which is really he built a pretty good app there. You know, and you connect it to, even on the phone, I could connect it to my Albi wallet. And so I just say, after I finish playing a song, stream 1,000 sats, and I can boost while, you know, send a boost to Graham while I'm listening. And like, this should kind of be the playlist maker, and people should be able to submit the playlist that they put together to the index as a podcast of songs. Mm-hmm. I'll step back for the enthusiasm. I don't want it to get on my face.
No, I agree. That's the playlists. That's why I wanted to go here next, because I thought you had another thought to go there. But that's where this is headed, is playlist sharing. So starting with the chart, but then if you can, I mean, obviously what's next is some sort of share your OPML style thing, right?
Well, hear me out. Is it not valid for a playlist to be in the index as a podcast?
Yes, for sure. That's what that thing is. That's what that I built.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. But so I should be able to search and say, give me Dave's playlist, and it should, and now is there a medium equals playlist? Do we have something like that? Or does it go in as medium? Cause I don't know if it should go in as the medium tag being music, or I don't know.
Okay. Well, this is good. I thought you already had sort of the concept of this. It'll be good to explain it. So the medium is for the playlist. Let me step back for a second. So what I did was I took the chart, the data that builds the HTML chart, and made it output other formats than just HTML. It's still it's the same data.
Right.
So now it outputs an HTML chart, an OPML chart. The OPML chart is a standard feed. What would you call it? What do they call it in OPML parlance?
Subscription list.
Thank you. Okay. So it's a standard format compliance, compliant OPML subscription list. With the podcast namespace added to the XML, so that we can also put in a couple of extra attributes like feed GUID.
which is, and remind me to come back to, oh my goodness. I just opened up the OPML in Freedom Controller.
Did it pull it in?
Oh yeah. Oh, bro.
Nice.
Well, wait a minute. But when I click on, okay, it just shows me the titles. When I click on it, there's nothing's active. It has a little feed icon. It has a little icon.
Yeah, that should be.
Yeah, but okay. When you click on it, it doesn't do anything.
Does it not expand?
No.
Okay, it's probably because it's sucking in just the feed. It
doesn't matter. I was just excited for a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can still be excited.
No, okay. I'm no longer excited about that. I'll wait to be excited.
Okay. It's coming. I'll send something your way. So you have the OPML feed subscription list is there now. Now, and then also the same data is building an RSS playlist. And so to my knowledge, this is the first time that there's been a playlist. James may have done this, but I'm not sure.
So when you say playlist, is that just like a podcast feed with enclosures?
It is an RSS feed that uses, instead of items, it uses remote items.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
Nice. So the medium
there is not music. The medium is music L. So music list.
Oh, okay.
So for every
right.
medium That's type, the there's a yes. corresponding list version.
Yes.
So this is a this is a playlist of music episode references.
Now for extra credit, for extra credit class, this would be beautiful because this is what I've learned from the sordid state of the music industrial complex. Mm-hmm. It would be beautiful if a medium equals music L feed could have a value block for the creator so that someone who puts together a playlist, a popular playlist, gets their 5% or whatever it is while the music is playing.
It does. It's got it.
Ah!
It's got a value block in there.
I love you, Dave Jones.
Yeah, you know what's missing from the HTML? I'm just now looking at the chart.
Mm-hmm.
What's missing is references to those other two formats.
Yes, I intuitively just went to v4vmusic.opml because I know you, remember, 12 years. Uh-huh. So I'm like, okay, I know where this is hiding. Yeah, we're missing those references. Really, what now to make it go completely crazy, I'm not sure how this would look in any of the other formats. But when I go to the chart and I see Daydreamer, I know we've talked about it, I want to click on that and I want to open a sub page that shows me boostograms and shows me what other podcasts that has been played on in the past 7 days, whatever our time frame is. Now you have mega discovery.
Mega discovery.
Yes. It's known as MD. Mike Delta.
That's right.
Mega Discovery. I know it's in a whole bunch of other stuff. I know it's like beauty stuff that maybe someone else can do this.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe not. It's database work, right? You got to pull from the database.
Nobody else can do this because I can barely do it.
Well, good.
I can't even understand my own crap, then nobody else can understand it either.
That's going to bring people in because then they want to see the boostagram they send. And then when they see that, like, oh, hey, this song that I boosted played on this other podcast. Let me listen to that podcast. Oh, here's another bunch of cool songs. So now you're, brings me to, I may have asked this question before. So it may be really stupid because it's a recursive type question.
Okay.
Is it possible to have a remote item reference a remote item?
I feel like we've talked about this before. I mean, technically, yes. Is it a good idea?
Here's what I was thinking, because we're seeing it's. I'm not sure.
It's like having an HTML reader. It's like having an HTTP redirect that redirects back to itself. Like you can end up in a loop, and like technically you can do it, but
here was my thinking, and this may be just a stupid bridge I'm trying to create to solve a couple of issues. But could you have let's say there's a piece of software that just does wallets and splits.
Okay.
But you want to reference that from your feed. So to make it easier for a lot of, I think a lot of developers, just a lot of different things. You know, if let's say Albi, for instance, they had a split management system, or any other wallet, or it could be just a standalone who manage wallets. See, it's mm-hmm. trying to see some place where you can go in and create a value block that, I guess it doesn't make any difference. You know what it is? I saw this video.
Okay.
And this video has been going around, and I put it in the show notes, is this dude who's been working with Bjorn from ABBA. And you know the guy who has a very popular YouTube, and he deconstructs music and the music industry, and he has this like studio yeah. with all his guitars against the wall. I forget what the guy's name is.
Rob.
Something like that. That's the guy. And yeah. so they sit down and they're showing how convoluted the music business is. And this, so the ABBA guy and this other Swedish guy, they've built this app called Session. And so all you have to do is, you know, you get the app and it's connected to the recording software. And so whenever you do even the smallest bit on a track anywhere, it automatically puts you in the system. It gets you all the you know, the like the equivalent of ISBN numbers you need for the big black box that is the music industrial complex. And it's literally the title of the YouTube video is Why Musicians Are Broken, How to Fix It. And and it shows you that, and what it's showing is this whole convoluted system where you can have eight writers on one song and the software tracks it all. And I'm looking at it and go, that's literally splits. Literally, they even call it splits. You split this here. Like, we have all of this, except we don't have to, you know, link out to this whole, you know, this whole system of collections and you know, strong arming and nonprofits that really invest your money before they pay it to you in 48 months. All this weird stuff. And I'm just thinking, how can we simplify that for musicians so it becomes obvious? And then now that I'm saying it, I'm like, you know, we just need to explain it better on the systems that are hosting content, I guess. Because I'm very frustrated with Wavelake that they don't have splits. I'll just say it up front. It's frustrating to me because it's not showing the power of the system. That's only taking the artist halfway and saying, you know, oh, look, you know, you can get paid. But it doesn't say we're taking over the whole convoluted system and bringing it into a simple, transparent published contract that any of the participants can look at any time with money going directly from people enjoying the music to the people who created it. I guess that's where it's coming from. Like, how can we circumvent that system, get around it? Because I'm so disappointed, I guess, that it's not there yet.
That's in line with the whole, that's in line with the whole frustration I've had this week with all the, what frustrated me this week was the whole digital ad supported podcast industrial complex bull crap.
Oh, it's hilarious. No one's making money. No one's paying money to the creators. They're stealing it. All these deals that were made with these networks all included guaranteed payouts, which are now they can't even make the guaranteed payouts. It's crumbling.
Yeah, it's just falling apart.
Yeah,
and what gets me is the way that it's communicated.
Oh, like, yeah.
can we just simplify this and say, look at any company, and if you really try your hardest to figure out how they make money, and you can't figure it out,
they're not making money.
Can we just say that they probably don't know either?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you can't figure it out, they probably can't figure it out either, or they're embarrassed to tell you. Those are your two options. I just like this whole thing. The advertising based podcast industrial complex lives in a bubble. They live in podcast conference world. their numbers are so misleading. A couple of things popped out at me just from James's coverage this week in Pod News. SMI data from Guideline, which captures agency invoicing data. This is the crap that I hate. These companies, there's like 100 of these companies that all want to get in the middle and analyze your ad, you know, do analytics and all this bull crap.
Adalytics. I like that one.
Yeah. SMI data from Guideline, which captures agency invoicing data, says that podcast ad spend grew 57% in quarter two. With, yeah, how, now tell me, how is that effing possible?
Dropping the nearly, F-bombs. Hmm.
It says nearly one in four podcast dollars were spent in the tech category. Okay. We know people in the tech category who of podcasting.
Who are scraping to get by.
Yeah, who run successful shows with large audiences and who are hurting. How in God's name does this bullcrap fit with what I see with my eyeballs? Mm. Like, if you live in the podcast conference bubble or the digital advertising conference bubble, you start over time to think that's actually what it really, what reality
is. True.
Is.
Yeah, it's true. It's creating a false premise.
Yeah, you stop being able to see that the quote unquote industry is really just a collection of like two strata of businesses.
Yeah, but it's such it's such a young industry. We're only just getting started, Dave.
Oh, it's young. Yeah. It's 20 years. Yeah, okay. You got a small group of established companies that are on top, that have market share and revenue and enough cash flow not to die. And then you have a much larger like tier under that of startups that'll say anything necessary and produce any metrics necessary in order to be acquired by that high, by that bigger tier.
Yes.
And achieve an exit strategy.
Or
it's all bullshit.
Or there's a lot of people looking for funding right now. And so, you know, the appearances have to be kept up while the funding round is ongoing. Mm-hmm. And I know several companies that are doing this right now. I mean, the clearest signal to me, because it is a quote unquote, you know, free market, is Podcast One stock price. That really showed me everything I needed to know. Mm-hmm. And I think the coverage has been incorrect. You know, it was a spin out, not an initial public offering in the classic sense where they raised $100 or several hundred million. No, they spun it out. So it was already stock that existed. And I just put part of it into a separate entity and it was priced at $8. And the true value is really about $2.70 where it is right now. And I just want people to understand, when you go public, there was people holding stock at a value of $8 and it dropped down to $2.70. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people might have purchased that stock for $5, you know, in pre rounds or in employee stock options compensation. So this is severely underwater. In fact, it's so bad that from what I can calculate, and it's a little murky, the actual intrinsic value of the company based upon its income is more than the actual stock. So this is telling you that there's lying going on here.
That you're saying the book value of their assets the book is value. Bigger than
yes,
the stock.
Correct, yeah. correct.
And yeah, that's something, right?
Yeah, and it just makes it makes for very unhappy people, employees who have stock options, probably at a lower strike price than the $8, but I don't think it's under $3. And I've been there. I mean, I have literally been there with my own IPO. We went the first day, went from $7 to $7.25, and then had a slide down to the fours and worked for 2 years almost, really hard, and reporting numbers and being, and we were profitable, one penny, but we were profitable. Mm-hmm. And eventually it wound up going to, you know, 13, 14. But it's really, really hard. And it just shows that there's no belief in this particular sector, no belief. And the same goes for, the Spotify is the comparable, you know, the stories are everywhere. Now, I don't think it's properly reported, but
I'll have to give it to James. So this Cast Media Podcast One coverage, mm-hmm. he fairly stated, you know, in, I think it was in today's newsletter, that, you know, hey, this is not an isolated incident. This is, right. Yeah, there's this is happening all over, and he's right. I mean, you have people. Nielsen is laying off 1,000 people.
Yeah,
you know, but hey, CPMs are strong.
Yeah,
cast media imploded.
Disney is selling ABC and ESPN, but hey, media's doing well. I mean,
how about those CPMs, guys? I mean, like. The cast media dudes, like, revenues per download fell off a cliff, you know, but then we got this other thing that says, you know, host reads are doing great. And NPR laid off their whole podcast group, but downloads are up.
Spotify laid off their entire podcast group.
Yeah. But hey, Descript bought Squadcast. So everything's great. This is all just a bunch of exit strategy.
Everyone's trying to exit.
Yes. The podcast industrial complex is just a navel gazing exit seeker, you know, Silicon Valley hang on.
Woo!
And they're all using this, like, so this other big story this week that was annoying was the, it was like this, Arts AI and Claritas, the two companies I'd never heard of. So I go looking into what are these? Everybody was all hot and bothered about, oh, you know, this Claritas acquired Arts AI. Like, okay, another exit strategy bullcrap thing, I'm sure. So I go look, and it's like, what do they do? Oh, it's tracking pixels. They're going to do attribution. You know, and attribution is so accurate because, you know, everybody likes to add, you know, MGM is, like you sent me that article, MGM's now claiming that their ransomware breach was, you know, now it's the Russians, now it's not the Chinese. Attributions. Yeah, attribution. Yeah.
It's and the Russians.
Everybody wants, yeah. So, like, this, it's all just a bunch of, it's what the Arts AI thing is, it's a tracking pixel.
Mm-hmm.
That's their whole business is a tracking pixel. And it's a bunch of stalker level crap. And I hate it. I hate all of it. Look, just admit Spotify came in with $1 billion.
Yeah.
Distorted everybody's decision making process. And the podcast industrial complex, the podcast industry is not fundamentally different than it was 5 years ago before Spotify came in here. A high roller showed up and everybody got greedy.
Yes.
That end of story. Period.
Yes. And that's why people say it's a very young industry, because they really go back and say, well, it's really only been going since 2016 and it really got rolling with Joe Rogan. But yeah, it's all based on exits. It's all based on exits. And we're in an interesting spot right now. With value for value. Okay, let me step back and say one thing. I have said all the time, because I did it. I went through this curve, and it wasn't just early or anything like that. In fact, podcasting was front page news everywhere in 2007, 2008. It got snowed under once the YouTube acquisition happened, because it was $2 billion. No one, that's all everyone cared about, let alone what it, mm-hmm. what it cost Google to keep that running until they finally had some revenue going. You cannot monetize the network. I've said it time and time again. It does not work. This is an inherently decentralized medium. Can you, as an individual podcaster, make a living with advertising? Yes, most definitely. But it's only going to work if you have direct contact with the advertiser. They understand what you do. They're a part of... either your community. I mean, I've always seen it kind of like Bridesmaid Magazine. I think host reads are the only way it really works. And you know, it's dangerous because you can lose that one advertiser or those couple of advertisers. But it just has been proven.
You ride the wave.
But it has been proven time and again that you can't do it at scale. You can't. And Spotify tried it at huge scale, put $1 billion into it. Everyone agrees it failed. And there's all kinds of reasons that happens. The main one, I think, is that they distorted the whole business model by paying exorbitant prices for creators and producers, and had two men, and, you know, had Neumann mics, and, you know, it's like, no, yeah, that's not the model. You know, it just doesn't work that way. Now, I think Above Tech Podcast, you know, they were doing really, really well, and they had mainly Linode as their sponsor. I think everything else went by the wayside. just was, you know, was minor in what it was doing. And then Linode gets purchased, people change, you know, so, you know, you still have to run a business. Not everybody has the right to earn money for their podcast. In fact, I would say 95% of most podcasts are not outstanding products. But they may be very valuable for your community, for your club, for your, you know, for your school, whatever it is. They can be extremely valuable, but trying to run it like a replacement for the media business, it won't work. It's been, how many times do we have to say it won't work that way?
Yeah, and, well, somebody contacted me this week, and somebody we know, and said that, you know, they've got a longtime advertiser that's, you know, supports them really well. And now they're wanting to use one of these ad tracking analytics companies to put, they're wanting to put a, like a prefix into their downloads.
Yeah, they want metrics.
And now, and so, you know, this person was like, hey, you know, I'm a little bothered by this because our podcast audience is very privacy focused. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that we talk about a lot on our podcast. And now I'm being asked to put in this creepy tracking stuff in here, and I don't know, but if I don't do it, then I may lose the sponsor. And right. Like, I hate all of this crap. I hate, it's all so gross. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, and you know, you have these, you can tell, but you can tell because the companies that are focused on this, they don't play ball with podcasting 2.0.
No, because they need closed systems for attribution.
Yeah, and but they will tell you all day long, people like Acast, they will say all day long, we're open podcasting. No, you're a marketing company, you're a digital advertising company, and you're not doing anything with furthering the open podcast RSS specifications. Don't act like you are, because you're not. You are in it to sell ads, just like all these other companies. You're no different than any of these other companies. You just claim to be, because, and everybody's like, oh, great, that's awesome. But there's no, if you don't ever do anything, then it's all just empty words.
Well, none of them are making money. None of the networks that I know of. Oh, CS Comic Strip Blogger actually pointed to, he said, this network is making money. But okay, maybe. I'm not so sure about what that means. But there's so many dynamics in a podcast network that just don't work in a business sense. And that's because anybody can reach the network. It only works when it's linear time-based media like cable or broadcast television. It only works when it's behind a paywall, and you see more and more podcasts going behind paywalls for so-called premium content. This is the thing that's always bothered me. What you're listening to now is crap. Pay me for the good stuff.
Yes.
It's like, what are you, a drug dealer? I mean, what is this? This is crank, and the good stuff is behind the paywall. So none of that is honest. None of it is good. A very small handful of people will still only make the money. And really, for the listeners, it limits the choice. I can't even, I can't have 25 subscriptions. I can't.
I'm already having to make decisions already. And I've only got, you know, four or five of these things. And I'm already like, okay, I've got, like, if I want to replace one with another, I have to make a decision. Like, paywalls don't do what people think they do.
No.
They aren't what you think they are. They only stop the people that wouldn't have paid you anyway from listening.
Yeah. Which is the same as value for value. You're not going to get everybody to send you value. It's only going to be 3 or 4%. It may be the same 3 or 4% who would pay for it, but it's amazing if you ask someone to subscribe and it's $5 a month, that same person probably would have given you 15 if you just asked them for them to help you out. That's my experience.
They had that long conversation on the Accidental Tech podcast the other day about their advertising being down and what do we do? Do we increase the price of the subscription? You know, and I was like, no. You take the lid off. Just take that. The proper solution to this is not to raise the floor, but to take off the ceiling. you know, you don't raise the floor up so that you exclude even more people. Take the ceiling off. Let people pay whatever they want. You're going to have some, you're going to have some people that will, only pay you $2, $3, $4, $5 a month or when, or whenever they want.
Right. Then
you'll have, but you're going to have, some small percentage that's going to pay you way, way more than the $8 you're charging for your paywall.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the paywall just doesn't function the way people think. People think that the paywall is a solution to give them, like a stable monthly income. But it can't, look at the streaming video channels, Netflix, Paramount, Max.
Yeah.
They are people. There's a subscription churn mm-hmm. that's happening. People are bailing out. It's not going to make you any more stable than it would if you just did value for value. The stability is a fog. It's a myth. Your value for value, where you just open it up and say, you just pay me whatever you want. That's going to give you more it's going to give you more income and less of this bailout stuff where you constantly have to manage these memberships and all this. And it's going to be so much less frustrating to your audience.
That said, I think I'm going to go back to music for a moment, because there is this opportunity of music in podcasts is so large, is so huge that everybody can benefit. Artists, first and foremost, and I think we'll see a free market develop between the wallet switching. So if you have a playlist, I can see where someone has a very popular playlist and they put their wallet their wallet switching share at 10%. Instead of 5%, because they just bring in that much value if you're on that list. I can see the same working for podcasts. Right now, everyone kind of has it at 95% for the artist. But together, we can completely replace two industries at once. The music discovery industry, which is radio, playlists, algorithms, to a degree, perhaps YouTube, and the music industry itself. And the proof here is that there is no difference between what we're doing and what radio is. Whether you're playing one song in your podcast just because you like it, because you're a godcaster and you do a sermon and you play a worship song, whether you're doing full on like music radio stuff, everybody can win, and then the world wants it. Mm-hmm. We are typically very behind. I see RSS Blue, Dovidas, great job on getting music to upload, but I want to warn everybody for something. And so this is what got me down a little bit this morning, and then I realized that this was the enemy's work. So I wrote an article for Bitcoin Magazine, for the paper Bitcoin Magazine. And the latest edition has come out, and my article is not in it. What I've been informed is there instead is an article called "Gimme Shelter: Withdrawing the Music Industry" by Craig Deutsch. And in it is everything: Wavelake, Boost, Joe Martin, everything except podcasting 2.0, even any mention of what we're doing.
Really?
Yeah. I have not read it myself, but I already understand what happened there. And
this is a bunch of
but I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I think it's great because it brings attention to what we're doing. But we have to realize that there are venture capital funded companies who believe that it is just people going to a website and clicking Boost that is making this happen. And we have the data to show that that's not true. It's coming from these podcasts that are switching wallets in the podcast, and that's what's getting the big boost. And mainly from live podcasts. I mean, behind the schemes, all the Booberry stuff, this is where it's all coming from. You know, Boostagram Ball. And this is what is exciting. And because it's so good, you're seeing an industrial complex that is trained and has been built, that who come from an industry naturally trying to do what they know, and that is recreate the industry. But they're doing it poorly. So in as much as I love what Wavelake has done, not having splits, and, you know, I don't know if it's coming. I hear it's on the roadmap, but I hear, you know, more talk about Noster than I hear about, you know, something that's actually working, which is okay.
Well, you know, I mean, but on Noster, you get stuff like Fiat Jaff's rant about how horrible RSS is and it needs to go away. I'm like, this is all so stupid, because the RSS based podcast ecosystem is a 20-year mature content delivery system that yes. already works. Yes. And you have, there's nothing to build, people. There's nothing there to build. It's built. It yes. already functions. And you're going to throw all of that away and go into this relay based Noster thing that we don't even, that half the time, no, you can't even figure out. You don't even know whether your posts are on one relay or another. This is all so stupid. I love Bitcoin as a protocol and as a specification and as a currency, but the people within the Bitcoin world can be just as toxic as anybody else. They aggravate the crap out of me. They are not this benevolent, you know, freedom loving people. They're just as VC addicted as everybody else.
Correct. And right now there's only one VC in that world, and that's Jack Dorsey.
Yeah.
He is the VC. So what I realized from this is we have to go back to the same way we started with value for podcasting. We have to evangelize it. I know that what I want to communicate to our hosting partners in crime that this is not taken care of by, you know, one or two websites that allow you to upload some music half-assed and there's all kinds of things that haven't been thought through. Like, why does Ainsley Costello have three RSS feeds instead of one? You know, is that the way it's built? Is it the way it's communicated? You know, all things that don't make a lot of sense. I'm glad that all of it makes its way into the index. I'm super appreciative that it's all RSS based, but the opportunity is walking past, because I can just see the meetings are not, you know, it's like, whatever, you know. Whereas what we desperately need right now today is we need hosting companies to enable people to add remote items in their feed. And I know it's like, you got to sit down, you wrap your head around it. But if we, and I'm sure RSS Blue seems to be ahead of the curve, but even Dovidoff's like, nah, I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. And we have all the APIs. You can ping Podcast Index to search for a song and then add it. You're like, okay, I played a song at 5:30. Here's the name of the song. I can see it already in my mind in the publishing interface. Click, it's added, and the remote item is added into your feed. That's the tool that we need. And until we get a groundswell of that, you're going to see failure. Failure of artists being disappointed, putting music up, not getting a lot of traction, because we literally can't create enough podcasts to build the industry that is, it's, I mean, I'm sticking my tongue out. I'm licking the cherry. I taste it. I can taste it. It's right there. It's right there.
Thank you for that image. Yes.
You know, to be fair, we have great tools. We have Sovereign Feeds. We have Splitkit. But that's obviously overkill for most people who just want to do a music-based podcast or want to add one song into their existing podcast. That's the low-hanging fruit. Hey, you can play this song and share the value with the artist. just by clicking on this button, typing in the song, and hitting go. Mm-hmm. Add it to your podcast. That's literally all that it would take. Just to have that would increase everybody's value. Everybody. And you know, this is very typical. The media has grabbed onto what the media knows is old school way, the old fashioned way, thinking that tipping is working somehow. And there's going to be attention and money flowing toward it. And that's exactly what the enemy does, is try and distract us and get us all mad about it. But I want to pivot and I want to appeal once again to the hosting partners. And I will work and be in any meeting, just like we did with Value for Value, and or even any part of the namespace. We'll talk with your team. I will talk with your team so we can get this implemented, because the opportunity is enormous. The amount of tracks being added on a daily basis is mind-blowing. The quality of the music is off the chart. It is, in fact, every single song that I'm playing are hits, and people are singing these in their head when they wake up in the morning. This is mm-hmm. this is a new uptake for podcasting that has not existed. Most podcasts don't have music. Turn on the radio. Do you hear the difference? This is what we can do. We can completely create new industries that anybody can benefit from if they just want to play in the open system.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I mentioned last week, you know, audiobooks is next.
Absolutely.
Medium equals audiobook. You have, so look at what's in the index. We have hundreds of feeds from LibriVox independent contributors to that have recorded audiobooks. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. One good audio podcast based audiobook app will blow the doors off, and then you add a value block in it, and now they're not just doing it for free, now they can get some value.
Yep.
And it's just exactly the same as music. This is the RSS ecosystem is so rich and so beautifully constructed and so fully functional as it is today. All it takes is little tweaks to just blow the lid off these things.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is, I would encourage, I would encourage people to stop trying to, please stop trying to reinvent things.
Yeah.
and look around you. So RSS is free, it's open, it's well supported, it's got it's just XML, so it's got a million libraries that already work with it. It's simple to wrap your head around, and there is absolutely no reason to ignore it as a distribution mechanism.
And I'm gonna tell you this. The first hosting company, because I mean, right now I'm promoting Sovereign Feeds and Splitkit, which it's just daunting. It's daunting for people, but the early adopters are coming in, and I'm promoting their shows as much as possible. But the first hosting company that enables this for music, I am going to bring thousands of new customers to your door. Thousands, I promise you. The first 500 will be frustrated radio DJs. Because I've got them sending me their shows. Here's my show. I don't understand what to do. How do I do the wallet switching technology? Can you do it for me? Yeah, I'll create a feed. I'll host it for you. Adam Curry does not scale. I will bring thousands of new customers to your door. And if you add music to it, I will bring tens of thousands of new customers to your door. I want to hear James Cridlin say, this week, 50,000 new podcasts were created with music on Buzzsprout. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the kind of stuff that is for the taking here. For the taking. There's not a lot of new podcasts being created. It's down. Yeah. Hello. This is your new market. The TAM is endless. I love saying TAM.
What is TAM?
Total addressable market.
No.
Yeah, it's a VC word. I slipped it in on you, didn't I? Mm-hmm. This is the opportunity. This is the opportunity. And you know what? Artists, they will also pay. They will pay for a good wallet, for a good to see their boostograms, to really get a good experience, to be able to manage their music, to be able to change things, reorder things, have a feed that contains lyrics. I mean, and all of this stuff. Why are you laughing? Oh,
it's just the isobot.
Oh yeah,
the trolls are killing. Yeah,
the isobot is too much. But, I mean, okay. And the API is there. It's all there. In fact, I'm going to go into. You know, I use M Airlist for my playout system, which is this German guy. It's closed source, but he has it's just one guy and he has a whole community.
This is the entire Adam Curry stack is a series of software by quote this one guy.
Yeah, this is my life.
It's me, Stephen B, the German guy. He doesn't even have a name. He's just the German guy.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Das immer list.
Yes, and I'm just trying to tie all of these little one guy outfits together to make one thing. And so, you know, I realized that here I have this beautiful playout system, and it has a REST API, and I want it to query the index so I can do a search, find the song, and play it. And drag it right into my playout system instead of finding the song, going to the index, downloading the song, naming the song, you know, then dragging it into the playout system. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that brings magic. Once you have, and there are disc jockeys using the software. Once they see that, I can tie in this whole category of music. And why wouldn't this thing output an RSS feed or the value time split block? All of this stuff, I can see it in front of me. Anyway, this is a big, big market.
Okay. So what tool do you need in MRList?
Forget about me. I don't want to complicate things. I'm covered.
Okay.
I can use the split kit. It all works. You know, I got to jump through hoops. I need an extra hand while I'm doing the live show. And that's just to touch myself because I'm so excited, but really
who sang that song, by the way,
Touch Myself. Divinals.
Divinals. That's
when I think about you, I touch myself.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep. And we're there. And I just want one hosting company to be able to query the index for the song that someone played in their show during the publish process. Oh, you played a song. What was it? This is the song. When did you play it at this time? You know, it's not that hard. Make it a part of the chapters process. You could even do that perhaps. And then boom, pull in the remote item. It's all there. You're good to go. And suddenly you have people knocking down your door who are like, hey, I hear from Adam Curry that this is the place I can do my music podcast show. That's it. And then maybe, although I'm a big fan of the Sovereign hosting, and I love the community Stephen Bell is setting up with Music Side Project. I adore it. I really do. It's so beautiful and it's so tailored. I mean, there's your example right there. Now, Steven takes a piece of the value. He's got his own business going. He's smart. He's taking a piece of the value block. It was suggested even. I don't think he's taking it. He's saying, hey, would you put us in for 5%? He's going to beat you. But it's going to take a long time if the hosting companies just sit around and don't do anything. Because, it's complicated or whatever. Wavelake's got it covered or, Noster.
I feel bad. I brought bitchiness to the show today.
No, it's not. Everything is good. Wavelake is good. It's all good.
Bitcoin Bro Fest is not good. I'm done with that crap. The Bitcoin, so you know, like Pura Vida. Bro economy. I hate that crap. I'm totally done with it. I'm just so fed up with the whole thing.
Like
them not publishing your article and instead publishing some VC back scratch article. That's very frustrating.
No, I mean, but,
to me.
It's forgiven. It's okay. I understand. It's actually good. I see it as a good thing because it brings attention, but I want our community to understand that the opportunity is there. Let's not just let it slip away and it'll only be harder to get back each time. The artists are excited. I'm getting people sending, I use PodPage for Curry and the Keeper, for Boostagram Ball. Some friends of mine use it. And I've never, ever, ever received any kind of feedback from... It has an automatic, like you can fill in a message, a feedback form. It has a contact form. I didn't even know it worked. Yeah, but you just fill in your email address, you fill out a message and a subject, and all of a sudden, I have 5 emails a day through this contact form saying, hey...
About music?
Yeah. Hey, will you play my track on your show? I'm like, no, but if you go to musicsideproject.com, wavelake.com, and now I'm adding rssblue.com, send me the link once it's uploaded and then I'll take it into consideration. 5 a day. Wow. I even got one mom. It's like, hey, my son, he's been working at this for a long time, and I have uploaded his music to Wavelake. Could you take it into consideration for your show?
Did you tell her go put it on Noster?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
No, of course you didn't. No.
These are signals. These are big signals that I'm getting, and I'm very excited about it. I just it's what we do here is we have to. Evangelize in this case, like here's what, use words like wallet switching technology, instead of value time split. These are things that trigger people go, oh, in fact, our long lost Daddy-O, Roy from Breeze, I had a nice chat with him.
Oh.
And I said, Roy, let me tell you what's going on. Because he's been doing stuff. He's busy. He had no idea what was happening. And you know what he said? I love Roy. I said, Roy, this is what's happening. Value time split, magic wallet switching technology, music on feeds, value for value. And he said, I've been thinking what to do with the Breeze app because, they're really going towards their lightning service provider model. And, that's for him to explain what he's doing and maybe we should have him on the show or we will. He said,
Adam,
what you're talking about here, I'm going to do it. Because you were right about podcasting. And I was very on the fence about it, but you were so convincing. Huh. So that's why he put podcasting into Breeze. And Breeze is still used for podcasts, for value for value podcasts. He said, I'm going to do it. And I said, Roy, why don't you blow it out? Why don't you really make it like what Fountain's doing? Fountain's doing some interesting stuff with their new music tab.
Yeah,
you hear us.
When Roy says he's going to do something,
he does it. Yeah, and it's like the Fountain Music tab is phenomenal. I mean, I have a lot of feedback on it, but technically, you now have subscribed to an artist feed. In fact, now I can add songs to my music library. I can create playlists from it, but also when something new shows up from an artist, it's going to show up in my music tab under that artist, just like a podcast. But exciting.
A couple of things that we need, though. Let's talk about needs here.
I need a good spanking, is what I need.
now you're baiting the ISOBot. Now you're just doing this on purpose.
Sorry.
We need lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
In the form of transcripts.
Yep.
So in a music medium podcast, the transcript becomes lyrics.
Yeah.
And we need more of that. That is, so that's one thing. I don't think I see any of that out there yet.
What's kind of funny, if you look at Boostagram Ball and you look at the transcript while the show is playing, my transcript is actually transcribing the song lyrics. As it goes along.
Nice.
Although I would think it would actually, as a remote item, it would bring that information in. I have a feeling that remote items are just bringing in value blocks, title, enclosure. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're bringing in the full Monty. And there's discussions to be had there, of course, because, you know, you don't want to bring in chapters if you have chapters.
If you had lyric, if you had the JSON, you know, word by word, granular level, time stamping format of transcript.
Yeah.
Then, I mean, yeah, that's like full on bouncing ball.
Yep. Lyric, yep. Karaoke style.
Karaoke style. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can go all the way with that thing. So we need that. We also need, liner notes.
Yeah.
You know, descript in the description.
Music side project is all over this, by the way. Yeah. You know, Stephen Bell has all the, and if I can just say, LN Beats is my favorite app. LNBeats.com has everything. It has music shows that I can listen to. It has recommended music that is new. It has the top 100. It has a search function. The only thing, as a small side note, is when I'm on the recommended tab or I'm on a search tab and I click something, I listen, I go back, it scrolls all the way to the top. It doesn't remember where I was. Other than that, an outstanding music app. I've created playlists. I've never even listened to music for the past 20 years. And now I'm creating playlists. That's why I want to export this playlist. You know, like, hey, click this and it's in, and I want to see who's listening to my playlist. I mean, my mind's exploding.
Yeah, we're working on trying to figure out how those playlists can contain a little bit of metadata, but not so it, because what you get in a playlist currently for the Music L medium, what you get is just a list of remote items with GUID references. You don't get, like, you know, title, author, art. You don't get all that, which is, so it's doing its job properly. But, you know, then Stephen B said yesterday, you know, this, if a playlist has 100 songs on it, I'm going to have to make 100, I'm going to have to do 100 resolvers.
Right. This is a technical issue that you've been thinking about.
Yeah. And so they, you know, so the original idea was, you know, these are, it's like DNS sort of. I mean, you're going to resolve this GUID, find the feed URL and all the metadata that goes with it, because the GUID can change. So really, I mean, technically speaking, it is doing its job. But then Alex said, well, why don't we could put some metadata in there and then expand the remote item tag with like a TTL. So after a certain amount of time,
right.
That it's out of date. Yeah. Right. Like
maybe look it up
again.
You
want to go check this. Yeah.
Oh, and make sure it's good idea. Yeah. All my TTLs are set to 10 minutes.
on DNS. You're tight. You run a tight ship over there.
I do. I hate it whenever I go in, like, I'm going to add something to my, like, a C name or something, and then it's set to an hour. And if I screw it up, I know I'm going to have to wait a whole hour. So, like, no. One minute. Tight, baby, tight.
Hey, back in the old days, man, the TTLs on DNS records were, like, you know, minimum, like, 8 hours. Sometimes, you know, a couple of days. Yeah.
And then you had to call the client and say, the DNS is propagating.
Propagating, okay. Like, so, and every sysadmin ever is like, we're just going to have to wait for it to propagate. It could take a couple of days, and you have no idea. You're just bullshitting the whole thing, you know. But the other thing is the Ainsley Costello interview that Sam did on the Pod News show.
Yeah. See, this was a perfect opportunity for wallet switching. And it wasn't there. Yeah. You know, it's like interviews. I mean, my God, man, the interview shows. I can't wait for interview shows.
We're already doing it. When we have guests on this show, we give them a split.
Right, but
it's not a value time split, but it's a split.
Right, but I'm talking about, you know, value time split. For instance,
sure.
As we are about to demonstrate, because I felt it was way overdue for the Pod Sage to select a song to play on the Podcasting 2.0 show, better known as the Boardroom. Woo-hoo. And now, were you already anticipating this question, or?
I was. I had one locked and loaded. I was ready to go. One in the chamber.
Well, you want to tell us what we're going to listen to here?
We're going to listen to Heaven Knows by somebody.
They Ride.
Yes.
So here's what Dave said. He said, why, yes, I do have a song ready. It's a little heavy, though. Really?
all creation. Hell's burning rain. Heaven knows that the valleys will flood. Heaven knows that the mountains will drown. What could lie underneath? Break the
that's what we call a hard out right there. So I want to point out,
what messed me up is the band. The band is called Eero.
Eero. Like, yeah. I was wrong. I want to point out that the awesome work that is happening here. So the minute I played the song, the minute I hit start, I hit the activate button in my playlist on the split kit, which means the wallet switches in real time. And it also makes a little mark for me. So when I go back, I can import that into Sovereign Feeds for the feed. There's a something called the Split Kit Relay, which immediately spit out the title of the song, a link to where it lives, and a link to the live Split Kit interface, so you can listen to the show live. I mean, that's some, in an IRC bot or whatever. That is badass.
So, okay, let's do an analysis here. What is yet to be built, and not on the hosting company side. Clearly, they have work to do. What's left to be built specifically for me? Like, what do I need to do with the chart? Or with anything else?
Okay. It goes hand in hand. My wish list is the chart is boostograms and what podcast this was played on. Because that will only make more people want to make music podcasts. And when you have more music podcasts, there's more places your music can get played. Mm-hmm. That to me is discovery. That to me is growing a market, growing an industry, growing a market is really what it, you know, it's an open space where everybody is sharing songs while sharing value. Cause my biggest fear is you get people playing songs, on podcasts and there'll be no wallet switching and it's just going to be disappointment. That's my biggest fear, really. I'm not too worried. I mean, hey, you know what? God bless them. I hope Noster and Zaps, adds a lot of value. I really do. Sure. I hope it. And I think there's a place for, not for Noster the social network, but I think there's a real place for for Noster based identity that can be, you know, you can own your own audience in your own Noster chat room. There's all kinds of stuff that I can see, but that's not what we do. We do RSS stuff, so I want to focus on what we do, and that's broader, how we can expand it.
I hope the overall Noster ecosystem gives a lot of value to music. I hope the specific people within the Noster ecosystem that hate and denigrate RSS, I hope they get gonorrhea.
Nah, I'm just not going to go along with that, Dave.
That it's unnecessary.
You really don't mean that. You really don't. You don't mean that. I know you don't mean that. You don't mean that.
I just don't like the idea that in order for my stuff to win, you have to lose. That exactly. Mentality, I hate that.
I haven't seen that much lately. Is that still out there?
We read that thing from Fiat Jaff last week.
I don't remember.
On the show, that boostergram, somebody linked to it in the boostergram, and it was just this tirade about RSS and how stupid it was. And,
oh, no.
Podcasting. It just, I think I can't get that out of my head.
No, I think it's just, no. Okay, come close. All right, turn up your headphones, Dave. I'm going to rid you of this evil demon. Be gone! Be gone, Noster demon! Be gone! You don't have to worry about it. That's just people who are ignorant and don't understand. They don't know what we're doing. And, you know, they're just as frustrated as everybody else, but they have had their eye on a different solution and haven't seen what we're doing. That's all that is. It's just, it's ignorance. It's okay. You know, it's okay. The beauty is every single Noster person, and what Sam Sethi's doing is actually beautiful. He's enabling so that you can send a zap through PodFans and then it turns into a boost and it splits up and everything. I mean, you know, it's a bridge, but
I'm just protective of the people. We got a group of people who have worked their butts off for 3 years to create a system that is pumping value into the Lightning Network. The stuff, podcasting 2.0 and the podcast ecosystem is pushing Lightning payments in a way that no other single thing is at all. There was a point in time where I would say more than 50% of the Lightning Network traffic was us.
You know what's so funny about that? And you look at, did someone put that on podcastindex.social? Bitcoin conference, and they said, look at all these great companies that are doing stuff with Lightning and we're not on it.
I know. And it was like literally more than 50% of the Lightning Network transaction volume was us. And they act like we don't even exist.
They don't know.
It's frustrating.
Nah, don't let it bother you, brother. Really? Because we're building from the inside out. We're like this alien that's growing in their stomach.
All of a sudden, it's
going to open up. Yeah, but that's it. You know, it took podcasting itself. It took a good, what'd it take? 10 years? Almost maybe 12 years before it really blew mainstream, you know, blew onto the mainstream with some flukes. It's what it is. And it doesn't matter because that's like Dvorak and I were talking about No Agenda. You know,
as we do,
we have reach. We not just have reach like almost a million people, but we have quality people and we do value for value. But what we don't do is video. And because we don't do video, because let's be honest, who wants to see two old dudes, you know, with headphones on, you know, one of them's Tourette's-ing half the time. It's like, no one wants to see that crap. No one, but maybe they do. I don't know. But because of it, it doesn't matter what podcasts are mentioned in the news, politics, comedy, deconstruction space, if I can call it that. We're never, ever mentioned. Never. Never. And we won't be. Because we have just built our own little thing and it's beautiful and we both have nice lives and we love our producers and, you know, I'm not, maybe I used to be many, many years ago frustrated that we weren't, you know, being talked about or, you know, weren't on the front of iTunes. But then I look around and said, I have this there's hundreds of thousands of people who I've never met, who I now know. There's 100,000 more that I don't know of who are listening, who are out there. It's, you know, what is the incessant need to be riding some wave? No, it just builds expectation and pressure. Whereas now I do my show twice a week. I love it. I love my work. I don't feel like it's work. I get rewarded for what I do by people who truly appreciate it. That's it. That's life. That's life, man. That's what you want.
This has been like therapy today. You've talked to me. You've talked me down. You're right.
I'm glad.
I no longer wish for gonorrhea on anybody.
No, you don't.
I wish
maybe a zit, maybe a zit on their nose, but not gonorrhea. You know, just like a big zit.
A zit on various places, but not. I no longer wish horrible diseases on these people. I hope Fiat Jeff has a nice dinner with his significant other.
But that is the switch I made, and it's just as weird as asking people to donate or support what you're doing, especially coming from mainstream. It's completely the antithesis. But I'll tell you what, I'd rather be asking people to support what I'm doing in any manner because they love what they're hearing than have to do an ad for Legacy Box. You know, it's just like, no,
yeah.
It's 100 or have to worry or have to do a meeting. That's really our main thing is we hate doing meetings. I don't want to have to meet with a client and the client's going to be like, well, you know, I didn't like that you said gonorrhea. So, you know, we're going to pull our ads back for a couple of weeks until you calm down.
Oh, that's not brand safe. That's not.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't want AI scanning my transcripts to see if I'm brand safe. You know, none of that stuff. Yeah, I don't want. Yes.
The only salvation of that is most people can't spell gonorrhea, so it's not going to be in any transcript.
We'll see how the transcript does, how the AI does. But, you know, also it's like, you know, I don't want to have to be given 30% to Apple or, you know, 10, 15% to the Patreon or even to PayPal, really. You know, I want Stephen Bell to make a piece. I want to. Todd Cochran to make a piece. I want everyone wins in our system. Everybody wins. Everybody wins. There's no losers in 2.0. There's only winners in value for value.
Everybody hug.
Everybody hug and tell a secret. Yes. Yes. It's, dare I say, it's godly. It is absolutely beautiful. It's how human beings were built and engineered to function together. It really is.
I needed this. I needed this because Sam's building great stuff.
Yes.
Steven's building great stuff. Eric PP is doing the Lord's work.
Oh, on helipad, keeping it up to date. Yes, he is.
He has put in a GitHub action just today that will automatically push to build the image. Cross platform image of ARM 64 and AMD 64. And post the image to Docker Hub.
Oh, beautiful.
So that we can more easily update, push updates to Umbral.
Start 9?
I don't know if Start 9 uses Docker Hub. I'm assuming it does.
But, I have no idea how it works. I have no idea.
But yeah, I mean, stuff's getting built.
I mean,
I'm happy. I'm happy.
Look at. Look at these bots in the IRC chat. I mean, all of this stuff, it just builds and you know, the IPFS, all this stuff that's being, this is our ecosystem. And we're a slow rolling snowball. Boom, boom, boom. We're just going down. And I hope to bring some established people along with us. You know, that's it. But what we're seeing now, there's another snowball coming and it's musicians. And they've been waiting for something. They have been the literal butt of the industry. They have been completely ripped off, jerked around, lied to. I mean, come on. How many streams did I have? Are you kidding me?
That's like how many hits did my website get?
Exactly. They've been coerced into scamming and cheating and using all these shady services. And it's not about it's so bad that they don't care about money. They're used to not getting money. Now there's value. I've always said sats are bigger than stats. I mean, when you just look at your Albi wallet or whatever it is you're using and you say bloop, 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 you just see a couple sats coming in, boom, there's 1,000. Oh man, someone sent me a boost. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel whole. It makes you feel like a human, and a human on the other end, not some, you know, stream click farm somewhere, but someone who actually is. I wake up in the morning. There's a lot of things I do first, but then I will open up the podcast index wallet and I'll just look and I'll say, oh, wow, at this very moment, because I see it one sat. I see, oh, there's 25 people listening to a podcast or a song right now. And they are rewarding that person or that crew with value. And they're rewarding us for facilitating it. It feels good.
Yeah. So one other thing that is, did you see the proposal that I posted about pinning an item?
Yes, I did.
Did you see this?
I did. GitHub? I did. I did see it. Yeah.
Okay. So this originated with a discussion on Buzzcast by Kevin and them about this feature in Spotify where they get where have these pinned items. Mm-hmm. So you can like you know, pin an episode to the top of the list. So when a new subscriber subscribes to your podcast, now this episode is sort of up top because you consider this like the entry point. This is the one episode where it's sort of like 100.5 or whatever that episode y'all used to have on No Agenda where you're like,
yeah, this yeah. is the episode that explains yeah, this is the explainer, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Episode. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like this is the best place to start. So, for episodics, for not things that aren't like season based. So they were like, well, this is like easy to do in the open, in namespace. So, you know, we did it as proposed it. This would work very well in music as well also. So that Ainsley yes. Costello interview mm-hmm. with Sam, she mentioned that a lot of the music industry, they're going away from albums and just going to singles, basically just dropping tracks.
You know? So you couldn't say this is the hot one. I want, this is the drop I want you to pay attention to.
Yeah. This is the one I want to pin right now. Because when you subscribe to me or my feed of tracks or whatever this is the one that I want to be at the top. Like it could for a while it could be, you know, Cherry on Top, and then maybe it's Daydreamer or whatever Ainsley wants to be sort of the intro track that she thinks best represents her music right now. Mm-hmm. So I think it fits well in both the podcast spoken word, traditional podcast medium, and also the music medium. And you could have the same thing. Like you could imagine audiobooks. You could have,
yep.
And I'm trying to get my mind to start thinking this way. Whenever there's a new feature, I'm trying to force myself to think, okay, how would this feature look in other mediums? Like just think, okay, here's a feature. It works well for podcasting, spoken word podcasting. What would this feature also be? Would it cross over well into audiobook, music, mm-hmm. film, blah, 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 blah. And I think this one does because like, if you imagine audiobooks, let's say you have a book of short stories, mm-hmm. Which one do you want to be at the top?
Right.
You know, like, is there one that you think is a good intro, or something like that? So anyway, I think stuff like that is how we go forward sort of in parallel with all the mediums sort of like.
It's an important feature. It's a very important thing yeah. to have. I totally see it. Totally.
Yeah. So, but just the just that larger idea of we're no longer just building for spoken word podcasting. Now we're building for other things too. Yeah.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean that every feature has to be equally applicable to all the others, but I think if you're building something for one and then you say, okay, well, could this apply to also music and audiobooks?
Right. We got to think that way. We got to start thinking that way.
Yeah, you're like, okay, well, this actually could, it could, but only if we add this new attribute that, that gives it a little tweak.
Right.
Well, then we add that, we add the attribute. We do that, you know, we do the next thing. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Shall we, what are you on time today? Are you on, get back to the office on time?
Yeah.
Schedule.
Yeah,
shall I let me, yeah. Let me thank a couple of people that have been boosting live since we'll be doing the show. Give you a little time to set up your papers. Get your papers in order. 7777, a nice, I should have had this ready. A nice striper boost from Sir TJ the Wrathful. And where did he boost that from? He boosted that from Podcast Guru, which does not yet have a logo in my helipad, but I know that's coming.
Yeah.
Dave Jones boosted 2112. I'm just going to guess that was for the track that we played.
It was.
Yeah. Midas, 2500, music boosting. 50,000 sats from Carolyn, boosting this heavy song, digging this one. Can you put links in IRC, please? Well, lovely, Carolyn. The split kit did that for you. It was put right in, nice. Probably around the same time you boosted. Mr. Robot, 1006. Great choice, Dave. Value for value music. A boob donation. From Mr. Camo, 8008. Dave, agree 5x5 about Noster is a toxic VC playground that Bitcoiners think Zaps will save the world. break. Adam, not surprising Shitcoin VC magazine would do that. David Bailey is clueless about V4V at its basics. Thank you, gents, for busting through the podcast industrial complex. Yeah. Again. I bless everybody. I want everyone to win. So whatever they want to do is good. I will support them. Clip Custodian, 12345. Love is lit. Thank you, Clip Custodian. Then Sir Brian of London, 35,784, because it's a new year. That's right. Rosh Hashanah, the year 5784, hence the boost amount. Shana Tova from Israel. Happy New Year. Shana Tova, I think is it Shana Tova? I think is the way you pronounce it. That's right. It's the new year. We have apples and honey, yeah, with our Jewish friends.
I've never had a hive guy be mean to me. I'm just
ever.
Saying.
That's true. 11:11, short row of Satchel of Richards, East Side Tony. I'm starting to help onboard artists to podcasting 2.0 by hosting content for them. I host the artist album, songs, and artwork for a 6/94 split. Artists get 94% of the split. Interesting choice. I like it. No cost to the artist. Instant payments. Any artist interested in collaborating, email me. 1eastsidetony@gmail.com. Number 1eastsidetony@gmail.com.
This is it's an infomercial. I like it.
It's the business. The East Side Tony gets it. It's like, hey, I can do this. It's not easy. Artists need hand-holding sometimes. I will do it for you. Beautiful.
All good.
Boobery, new music show debuted last night. Homegrown hits featuring Dame DeLorean, Mary-Kate Ultra, and Daisy B. Cooper. What a crew that is. This is the only Music 2.0 show with enough balls to play exclusively self-hosted music. It's called Homegrown Hits. All right. Hold on a second. I just want to copy the URL there because that's something I want to listen to. I listen to every single new show. Very nice. Okay,
homegrown. I already added it to the chart, the special chart calculators.
Oh yes, very good. Tone Wrecker, 12345, pre-boosting for all this exceptional work occurring over the past few weeks. Saluting all with scissors in hand. Thank you, sir. Then we have a Chris, 12345. Thank you, a Chris. It's beautiful. I want to create my own playlist to share with friends and get them into V4V music. It would be a searchable feed that updates each time I make a new playlist. I can easily do this with my music side project. I would still maintain all original splits to the artist. How do I best avoid gunking up searches with duplicate search results for songs, such as searches in lmbeats.com or other music players? Good question. That would be the last one I got on my list. Do we want to answer that, Dave? Do you understand the problem here?
I think I do, but we will figure that out as we go through the process of getting
music medium is music L.
Remote items pulled into to the index. So we'll do that in a way that we're probably just exclude them from search.
Yeah,
not exclude the playlist from search, but exclude the contents of the playlist from search. So you're not duping stuff. I don't think it'll be a problem. Yeah, it's not a problem.
Before we get into thanking some more people, this is a value for value podcast, which means if you get any value from the work that's being done here, if you get any value from this podcast, send it back however you can. Time, talent, or treasure. As you can tell, a lot of time and talent is being put into this entire project by a cast of thousands. We love treasure. You can go to podcastindex.org. Down at the bottom, there's two red buttons, donate buttons. Actually, I haven't looked at the Tally coin in a while. People always said, hey, I want to send you OnCoin Bitcoin, man. Do you got any Tally coin? And once again, we haven't had anything there since the 10th of July. But there's also a PayPal link for your fiat fund coupons, but we really like you to go to podcastapps.com and grab one of the value for value podcast apps. Almost every single one of them does it at this point, as far as I know, and you can boost to your heart's content. And I want to congratulate Fountain on 100,000 I think they call them comments or messages, but I think I would say the majority of those are boostograms. And again, mea culpa, I was wrong. In the beginning, I thought that surfacing boostograms would be a bad idea, that it would deteriorate the value, and I stand corrected. Once again, just want to reiterate, it's a great idea to surface boostograms. I love it. It makes it feel like there's you can build community around these boostograms, and I wish more apps did it.
Yeah. I love Oscar. He's a great guy. Spoken to him many times, and it just congratulations. I mean, he's just done some great work with Fountain. He took on a very difficult task right out of the gate,
yep.
Being V for V focused, and you know, running with scissors, full bore, hosting wallets and all this stuff. It was a hard thing to do, and I just got I got mad respect for him.
Yep.
Let's see. We got one PayPal.
Yay.
We got from the team at Blueberry. It says go podcasting from the Blueberry team. $250.
Whoa.
Go podcasting. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you, team at Blueberry. I love that. And it's separate from Todd, by the way. That is the team, I think, who agree that, okay, we're going to support the index, and we appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. We've got some boostergrams. We got In the Morning says that I sound terrible with the new audio, and he says you 100% sound like a robot. It's hard to listen to.
Is that okay. A new boost or an old boost?
That is a boost from September the 8th at 4:00 PM.
Maybe he was drinking, because you sounded great on the last show. You didn't sound like a robot at all. You sound I listened
back to the show, and it sounded great to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe when you put it in someone's head, you know, it's like, I sound like a robot. Then people hear you like a robot. Maybe it's subliminal.
Well, Gene Everett boosted 5,000 sass, and he said, Dave's audio is a bit distracting, but it's not horribly bad, as someone else commented. Good show regardless.
Interesting.
This is not great feedback.
I'm telling you, if you tell someone, like, yeah, my audio is not good, people will hear it is not good.
My audio sounds great.
Yeah, I think, man, your audio, I mean, it's like velvet in my ears, Dave.
It is.
Love it.
It is wine. It's like wine.
Wine. It's like fine wine. It's like a chocolate ice cream.
Gene Bean, 2222, he says, I'm like y'all, Adam. I don't come close to my bandwidth cap on Linode each month. I'd happily donate my unused bandwidth. Well, good.
That's right. Well, this is for the IPFS, right? IPFS.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Joe Martin Music, 2,100 sats through Fountain. No note. Thank you, Joe Martin.
Thanks, Joe Martin.
So they, Ryan Hirsch is working on, working with Cameron to build like a remote IPFS management thing. And the best I understand it, it's so that you can host your IPFS podcasting content on a node somewhere else, but then manage it from a local machine.
Oh, so okay.
I think my understanding is you could manage it. I may be wrong, but I think it's like you could manage the IPFS podcasting code is running like on your Umbrella or Star9, but then the repository and the IPFS daemon are in the cloud somewhere.
And does it include a gateway?
Because
I'm ready to host a gateway. I want to be a gateway as soon as possible.
Let's see, Anonymous 22333 through Castomatic. No note. Thank you, Anonymous. Appreciate it. Mere Mortals Podcast 4444 through Fountain. He says, top 100 playlist would be amazing. I would 100% use that. 100%. Come on, Dave. Say it again. You know you want to. 100%.
100,000%.
Exactly. I got another one.
100%ly.
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 And
okay. Yeah, no, 1,000%.
Yeah, we got a lot.
You released the Kraken.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Yeah, man.
More. A little down under.
100%. Yeah, I 100% that's agree.
I got a million of them.
Bad Career Advice Chat, Satchel Richards, 1111. Showing you. My brother podcasting 2.0. Hey, brother.
Hey, brother.
Boost.
Chris Lass. That would be Chris from Jupiter Broadcasting, 68,848
Ooh,
sats.
Nice.
Boost.
Boots on the Ground Report. Jupiter Broadcasting is distributing our Office Hours podcast via IPFS Podcasting, and it's working well. Our community is busy spinning up nodes to help support the network, and we're looking into firing up some gateways.
Yes,
too.
Yes, yes.
It feels like the final piece to truly be sovereign with our infrastructure. Fire.
Fire. I'm ready. Oh, cool, man. Very nice. Good work. Good work over there, Jupiter Broadcasting community.
Did you also see their Jupiter station?
No. What, they have a moon base?
No. That's Brian. No, this they have... The Jupiter station is a live 24/7 radio, like, broadcast of their old back catalog.
Ooh.
That they're now using the LIT, the live item tag, to distribute.
Oh, no, I hadn't. I'll subscribe. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool. I like the idea.
A podping .cloud token this morning so they can ping for it.
Oh, beautiful.
Sir Lurks-a-Lot 13370 through Podverse. He says, may these humble few sats swell in your wallet like a bad lithium battery. But with happier outcomes for your pocket. I love what you all do together. It feels like I'm witness to the birth of a profound and good thing. Exciting and warms my heart. Outstanding value, dear friends. More sats to follow. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We love sats.
Joel W. Satchel Richards, 1111. No note. Thank you, Joel W.
Thanks, Joel.
Kniga through Podfriend, 3521. Kniga.
Podcasts are cool.
My Dutch is flawless.
Yeah, it's great.
Cameron, 65535. Oh, that's a...
Ooh, what is that? Isn't that a chip?
That's a word. No, that's the maximum integer value of a word, which is 16 bits. So that's like 65535.
Like interplanetary... What was that one, the longest word? I used to know it by heart. Interplanetarianism, I know supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, but then there was the longest word. I'll look it up while you continue.
Okay. That is if your 16 bits is an unsigned integer. To clarify that.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Oh, okay. that's like infralapsarianism. Tech Metal 21 sent 5,000 sats through Fountain. He says, just trying to participate. Here's what's in my wallet. Thank you for all you do for podcasting 2.0.
Boosted Grant.
Thank you. Anonymous, 617 out of 12345 sats through Castomatic. It says, test boosting toy. See if Dave gets some of the new features of the latest Castomatic beta. Value time split, TLV. Yep, I see them. Nice work, Franco.
Everyone's really stepping up on the TLVs. That's great. So happy to see
Lots of fixes. Yeah, Sam has fixed things. Mitch has fixed things. Franco has fixed stuff. Great work,
everybody.
Macintosh 2222 says, IPFS gateways sound like a great idea. Macintosh.
Nice. Set one up.
Anonymous. 5,000 sat through Podverse. He says, inside dirt on how the establishment podcast and streaming music industry work is interesting. We need to raise awareness, especially on the consumer side. Okay.
You know who's going to raise awareness? The artists themselves. They've all got a fan base. Everyone will support them. They bring in people. It's a built-in beauty system.
They'll raise awareness by releasing awesome tracks.
Yeah.
Source D. 1701, that's a Star Trek boost. Your sound is harsh, prickly. Wondering if the noise gate is cutting things off too soon, too much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. This hurts my heart.
No, but I have to remind, what am I hearing? Hold on. Oh. I have to remind everybody that I had three people on the same sound channel on the last show. So I had to get a happy medium so everybody sounded kind of okay. That's the problem when you have multiple guests.
This is the real test. This is because this is just me and you, baby.
Yeah. No, I think, in my ears, it sounds good.
Okay, cool. Let's see. Thank you, Source D. 33333, Colomona Sir Libre. Oh, his show is great. Lightning Thrashes? That's a killer show.
Oh, yeah. Is that where you got your suggestion from today? Because if not, mm-hmm. it belongs on that show. That was massive.
Yeah, sure it did.
Very hard rocking.
Boost.
Yep. That's the Ear Dagger show. Dear Adam and Dave, I would like to draw your attention to a new V4V music podcast, much in the style, yet less refined than the world-renowned Boostergram Ball. This one features the highly energetic, hardcore headbanging that only metal music can provide. Please join Colomona, a.k.a. Sir Libre, on Lightning Thrashes, the world's first heavy metal V4V music show at lightningthrashes.com. Also...
Sorry. I was just guessing you were done.
Also, AI duck cooking is still pretty awesome.
Oh, there you go.
And a reference. I like it. Let's see. Mike, you got Mike Newman already, didn't you?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't do him.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, crap. I just deleted it.
Hold on.
How do I get it back? Let me see.
No, I can find it. I'm new.
This is because I hate Thunderbird and I don't know how to get back to my deleted items.
Go to your deleted box.
It's not there.
Here's 15,554 Mike Newman double striper boost.
That's it.
From the day job biz trip this week. I'll give him another one. That is double. Love tracking the V4V music developments and stacking tunes into the It's a Mood track list for the next episode, which I love listening to that. Kudos to Stephen B's music V4V community forming in Telegram. Go podcasting!
Go podcasting!
You bet, brother. It's a great show. Great show. I love his show. Because he's the opposite of me. He's like, hey, everybody.
He's super chill.
He's like, hey, yeah. Hey, if your hair is all still stuck back from listening to Boostergram Ball and your ears are buzzing, chill out with me, Mike Newman, on It's a Mood.
It's sort of like Hearts of Space.
like Allison Steele.
On your local public radio. Remember
Allison Steele, the Nightbird.
The Nightbird. What was that? There was Hearts of Space and there was some other late night public radio show.
I don't know.
It's going to hit me later. Comic strip blogger 33015 through Fountain says, hello, podcasting 2.0 friends, Adam and Dave. I want to recommend the podcast called Planet Rage, which can be found at www.planetrage.show. It's reminiscent of No Agenda, but features half Polish Darren O'Neill.
O'Neill sounds so Polish. He does. Top of the morning to you, Polak.
He's only half Polish.
Okay, what
it's
half?
The Neil part. Yes, it's the Darren part. In place of half Polish Dvorak and half Irish Larry instead of half Scottish Adam. Larry has such a deep voice that when he speaks, every woman nearby thinks her phone just vibrated. God. Jesus.
Okay. Yo.
CSB.
Yo. Exactly. Yo.
All right. Everybody's half Polish, evidently.
Thank you all very much for boosting. Thank you so much, everybody, for boosting. Got any monthlies there, Dave?
We got some monthlies. Okay. We got Christopher Harabarek, $10. Mitch Downey, $10. Terry Keller, $5. Jeremy Cavanaugh, $10. Chris Cowan, $5. Derek J. Visker, the best name in podcasting, $21. Paul Saltzman, $22.22.
Thank you, Paul.
Damon Kasajak, $15. And Jeremy Gertz, $5.
Excellent. Thank you all so much. We appreciate it. The value makes us feel good. All the Satoshis that go into the node, we use that for liquidity, opening up channels to anybody who needs them, hit me up. Hit me up on podcastindex.social, adammccurry.com if you need liquidity for any your project, for your node, for your music, whatever it is. Remember, we have to be decentralized. Might as well have a backup. You never know. Stuff can happen. And of course, the PayPal goes towards paying the bills for the servers and keeping everything running and keeping a little bit in reserve in case we keel over. And the PayPals will just keep going. The node will get paid and it'll run for a couple of years. Isn't that the idea?
That's the idea.
Yeah. I feel like we've, let me ask you this. How do you feel now? Do you feel calmer since when you came into the show today?
Demons have been exercised. I do feel better. I feel like I formally, officially retract all wishes of venereal disease on other people.
It's easy to get, discouraged.
I rarely get angry, mm-hmm. but it just got me this week. It just got me. It got all over me. I mean, like Monday I was like, meh, you know, and by today I was just like,
well, there is so much to be, excited about. So many great things happening, so many new people coming into our orbit. And I'm just really happy about music. It's been such a rediscovery for me. It was so turned off. I lived in the hits for many decades, and now to be in this ecosystem with the people who are a part of it, the people who are joining, the curiosity, the excitement from other people. It's fantastic. It really is. You've given an old guy a reason to live. Thank you so much.
It's a great movie on Hallmark Channel.
All right, brother. Back to the grind for you. Dave, have yourself a great weekend, friend.
You too, man.
All right. Everybody in the chat room, thank you all so much. Everybody listening, this was, boom, we're gaveling out. This was the board meeting. And we'll be back next week with another board meeting of the official Podcasting 2.0 board. You're invited because you're a part of it. Till then.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Podcasts are cool.
Go podcasting! I will bring thousands of new customers to your door.